Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Lord, I know my time ain't long.
A clip of the song Motherless Child. Sherry Minnick was a singer. Sherry sings traditional songs, many of which have been around hundreds of years. Songs like Motherless Child receive little, if any, promotion. They are passed from singer to singer, and something of the messages of these songs causes them to survive. Sherry, why do you sing traditional songs?
Somewhere along the line, I heard traditional songs, mostly when I was playing bluegrass, and heard some of the songs that were picked up by the bluegrass bands, and they captured my attention. I began to realize that they were that they had a lot of history, that the people who sang them because they'd learned them orally from people who lived before them, and sometimes they were really old. And I knew that I hadn't heard them much in my life, so I knew they were off the radar and close to the ground and representing community and culture in many different parts of the world. I can pretty much tell whenever a song is traditional, no matter what language it's in. If it makes you want to get up and dance, or if you're listening carefully because it's unaccompanied and it's telling a story, that's a traditional song. And it goes on no matter what else is going on in the popular world.
You also find out things about the singers and why they may have been singing certain songs, like this Motherless Child song that we started with. That was collected by John Lomax.
Yes, John Lomax, one of the primary collectors in the United States. Secondary collectors would be his son, Alan, and although they collected many more things, John was the pioneer in that. And that song, Motherless Child, is a version of a song that's pretty familiar to people in the Southern culture, especially Black, African-American. And it was collected in Rayford, Florida, in the prison there by John Lomax. And the singers were Annie Mae Jefferson and Ozella Jones. It was sung as a duet. So I'm not really part of that culture, but I was quite taken by the simplicity of that and the loneliness of it.
Sometimes I feel like a feather in the air. Sometimes I feel like a feather in the air. Sometimes I feel like a feather in the air. Lord, I know my time ain't long.
We're speaking with singer of traditional songs, Sherry Minnick. To you, it's not only the song, but the community represented by a song.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's what's so captivating about it. And, you know, another thing is that as a singer of songs, you have to be able to remember the words and get caught up in the idea of the song. There are several factors that come in selecting a song to sing, and it really gets to be that the song chooses me more than I choose the song. I can listen to a song for 10 years, then suddenly I'll say, I need to sing that song. One of the songs I want to sing now is The Young Man Who Wouldn't Hoe Corn. Because one day it occurred to me that all these versions of that song, and I don't know it yet, are about being something other than a corn hoer in a community of corn hoers. And what does a person do then? What happens? How do the outsiders, how does the community look upon this person?
Take a song like The Cruel Mother. What is there about this song that compels you to sing it?
That, you know, the death of children, born and unborn, has been with us for a long time as a subject of consternation.
Now, when you sing a song like The Cruel Mother, does the act of singing affect you?
Well, you know, traditional singers don't really sing with emotion. So that's something that's different about the way one sings a song that's traditional. I am deeply affected by the song, but you are not going to know what my feelings are while I'm singing it, because I'm telling you a story, and you are the one who decides what you think about that. And so it's like sitting down and having a conversation. It's not so much a performance as it is telling a story.
Oh, your first little babe with the golden locks, all alone in a lonely oh, and you buried him under your own bedstock, down by the greenwood side, oh, and you buried three more on the way going home. All alone in a lonely oh, and you buried three more on the butting stone, down by the greenwood side, oh, you'll be 7 long years a wolf in the woods. All alone and lonely, oh, you'll be 7 long years a fish in the flood. Down by the greenwood side, oh, you'll be 7 long years a ringing the bell. All alone and lonely, oh, you'll be 7 long years a burning in hell. Down by the greenwood side, oh, what I'd like very well to be a wolf in the woods. All alone and lonely, oh, and I'd like very much to be a fish in the flood. Down by the greenwood side, oh, and I'd like very well to be ringing the bell. All alone and lonely, oh, and the Lord may save my soul from hell. Down by the greenwood side, oh.
Sherry Minnick singing The Cruel Mother. And Sherry, you could have sung so many different collected versions of that song. Why'd you choose that one?
The reason I selected the version that I sing is because of what it says. It does not say that the cruel mother will be punished and burned in hell for the rest of her life. It does not say a lot of the things that American versions actually say. It says that God decides what this is all about. So that's why I sing that version. And this was sung by Thomas Moran from County Leitrim. It's an Irish version. And I don't sing the other versions, although there are many, but many of them are very judgmental, and that doesn't interest me.
So many of these songs are specific to not only a country, but a small local area where they're current, and the specific versions evolve. Yet many of the themes of these songs are universal.
Yeah, I think that's true. I think that's why they travel around and live so long. These songs are interesting. They're talking about stuff that's very important to us. Why would one human being die for the love of another? And then why would the second human being die because the first human being died for the love of another? I don't know.
Sherry, you're referencing the song Barbara Allen, and we'll pick up your singing of Barbara Allen at the point that Barbara Allen realizes that her sweetheart is dead.
As she went over her father's hall, she saw the corpse a-comin'. Lay down, ye weary corpse, till I can look upon him. They lifted the lid above the corpse. She burst it out a-laughin', and all his weary friends around said, "Hard-hearted Barbara Allen." As she went into her father's house, "Make my bed long and narrow, for the dead bell did ring for my true love today. It will ring for me tomorrow." Out of one grave there grew a red rose, and out of the other a briar, but they both twisted into a true lover's knot, and there have been forever.
In the Barbara Allen ballad, Barbara Allen rejects her sweetheart because she thinks he has slighted her, and then he dies of loneliness, and because of his death, She dies for him, but the rose and the briar intertwining signifies that their love will live on. The actions and reference points in old songs can seem strange to modern ears, but then again, many of the actions and reference points in old songs match what we see every day. Sherry Minnick collects and curates old songs and sings them artfully with respect for the original singers and cultures. Contact Sherry Minnick by email at minnicksherry@gmail.com. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.